Republic Yemeni number one.
What is up, my friends? What's cracking? I am very unprepared for this show today, but I showed up anyway. I almost was going to be like, you know what? I'm not doing this podcast. But I'm staying consistent. Things are a little hectic right now, but for good things. Some of y'all might have followed me now on Instagram. I'm at 111,000 on Instagram. It's great. Got people excited to want to see me live, and I'm very happy. Any of you guys that are here, comment, hit like, hit subscribe, say what's up in the comments. It helps the algorithm. But yeah. Listen, I'm calling this podcast Buying Time because right now if I could buy some time, man, I would do it. I would do it. But I am buying time in other ways, you know. I'm growing now. I'm trying to expand the podcast. This is pretty exciting. I've never done this before yet, but I'm hiring somebody to edit my stand-up clips. And I'm having them and I'm training them to, keep it exactly the way I do all my stand-up clips. So that's how I'm buying time right now. I'm like hiring an assistant. So I already got virtual assistants. You know, I got one virtual assistant that does my comedy calendar, handles some of my emails, does my accounting for my other business and stuff. But yeah, because I smoke a lot of weed, it helps for me to hire other people to do like admin work. Cause I can't do that shit, man. I'm just not someone who can, just run numbers and be happy with it, you know? But I got this editor right now. I'm auditioning three editors. So two right now, one is in LA, one is in Pakistan, and, they are hopefully going to be able to cut all my stand-up clips so I can do other shit, you know, like write jokes and plan out a road tour. This weekend I am going to be in Seattle in November, first weekend of November. If you're listening to this in the future, this is 2022. I'll be at the Seattle Comedy Festival. All the shows are on their site, SICC. I think it's Seattle International Comedy Show, comedy competition. It's a competition. It goes all month. I'm hoping that I can make it to the semifinals and the finals. Cause I, you know, if you win it, you can bring in some good amount of cash, but the real thing is the networking. That's what I really need to do. So Seattle, if you guys are out in Seattle, you're listening to this, come out, man, come out to one of the shows. We're only doing 7 minutes of material cause it's a competition. It's not like you're going to see me do an hour, but, if you're in the area, come on through. It should be a good time. I'd love to meet you guys. Tonight, November 2nd, I'll be at Comedy Chateau in North Hollywood. The weekend, after this weekend, Veterans Day, I will be at Soul Joel's. They're having a private event on, Thursday, the 10th. They're having a private event for veterans on that day. And then on the 11th, I'm having a Veterans Day show with the hilarious comedian Mike Vinn, who's also the booker of the Comedy Store in La Jolla. So if you're in Philadelphia, Soul Joel's, come on out. Would love to see you guys there. Tickets are going fast. It's going to be a killer show. We're going to have a good time. And that's it for my show so far. Other than that, how did you guys like the last podcast that I had with Chris Bowers? There was just a part of me during that podcast where I was kind of like, I don't think this guy's literally, he believes everything he's saying. I think he's just saying that shit to try to be funny. You know, like he's a public enemy of old people. I'm just like, all right. I mean, you got to come up with a pretty good angle on that. I'm drinking coffee with cashew butter right now. I've never done this before. This just happened right now. I had cashew butter in the fridge. Not cashew butter, cashew milk, sorry. Cashew milk, which doesn't make sense because there's no nipples on there, on the cashews. So I don't know what they do to make this cashew milk. I think they like pour water over cashews. I'm guessing. I don't know. They extract some shit out of a whatever, but it's not as good as heavy cream, man. You know, now that I'm drinking this stuff with cashew butter, it's more like, you know, it's more like I'm, this is why this song is playing, because, hey, you guys remember this sound effect? Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You guys remember that? Does the TV still have that? Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Whenever I was a kid, man, the monster truck shows would come, but they would only perform on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And that's what you would hear all the time in the voice of the guy. He'd be like, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And it was so exciting, man. Like, he made Sunday seem so fucking exciting. I've never been to a monster truck show, but I've always, me and my friends, whenever we was growing up, it's like, hey, bro, you guys want to hang out? Yeah, when? You want to go Sunday? Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. So then I looked up this sound effect because I thought it was fucking awesome. I think it's just amazing. It's just Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. It's the sound of racism. Like, when I hear that, I just picture, like, guys from Garden City, Michigan in their trailer parks. Just, we're like, I ain't going to church, man. Fuck church. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I'd rather see a bunch of monster trucks just ram into each other and shit, man. I hope they have some Japanese cars out there and they just ruin them, because I hate Japanese cars, man. Fuck the Japanese. There's a lot of people in Michigan, man, especially it being Motown, that were really fucking pissed off if you were driving a Japanese car, because we were Motor City, you know. But you'd have these racist white people. One time I remember driving behind this pickup truck and he had a bumper sticker on there and it looks like he made it himself, and it's an old white dude. and it said, remember Pearl Harbor while you drive your Jap car. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Straight the fuck up. That's what I picture. Like, he's the type of guy that would go to a monster truck show. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I don't know any Arabs that have been to a monster truck show. You know what I'm saying? But what's really funny is that's not the entire club. Now, mind you, this is like back in the 90s, bro. Or like even maybe they were doing that in the 80s, you know? The whole Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Fuck, man, I love it. It just sounds so like, so rock and roll. It's like so like aggressive. Like, this guy's got the biggest balls, bro. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Fuck yeah, what the fuck, the nuts on this guy. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. So fucking deep, bro. He's able to make his voice sound like there's three of them at the same time. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. What the fuck. And when he talks, there's a guitar behind him. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Yeah, but you know, when you listen to the entire clip, then you'll know that it came from the 90s, because this is the entire clip. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer. What? Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer. Wait, what? Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer. I don't want to be queer, so I guess I'm going. This whole time, I thought the people that went to go monster trucking just was just racist. They only wanted to be around white people, but nope, apparently they don't want to be around queer people either. Damn. These people must be lonely, bro. There's a lot of people that are queer. There's a lot of people who are cool as fuck that could be your friend that are queer. If you're racist and then you also hate queer people, what other friends do you have? Cats? That's it. You're only hanging out with cats? You fucking idiot.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer.
What the fuck? Why?
Come on, man.
Why? Oh, kitty, what's happening? Come here. Come on. Come on. You like talking? Get on my podcast.
Don't be sassy. Get over here, kitty.
Be here or be queer. Say hi to everybody. Say something. You're on the internet, kitty. Come on. Okay, I'll play music so that you can get into it, okay? Hey, kitty, are you queer?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Be here or be queer.
She's like rubbing her head on the, see, this, she just wants some love, and look at her. The cutest fucking cat ever, bro. This cat owns me! If it's not real pussy that owns me, it's this pussy.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Man, when I was looking up for that sound, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
I was like, bro, I remember those days.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Fuck yeah, bro, monster trucks.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
1990.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
I used to have hair.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah. My dick was always hard, but I had no ladies.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Now I got the skills to get ladies, but my dick is not that hard.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
And then when I really, really played the entire clip, I found out.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer.
Wow. What a fucking piece of shit that guy is. That guy got paid to say that. Ooh, we should cancel him. Okay, guys. I fucking don't know what to talk about. Chime in, motherfuckers. Who here? I know Bolty's here, that's for sure. Who else is on the live stream? Chime in. Say what's up. What's cracking? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that new people are listening to it. I'm starting to see that my downloads are picking up a little bit. I'm glad to have you guys. Thank you so much, man. Follow me, MikeFromDetroit.com, on everything, Instagram, Twitter, YouPorn, maybe OnlyFans. Sooner or later, we'll see how I feel about my dude. I can never do porn. I don't know. I probably could do porn. I don't know. I'm open-minded. Give it a shot. I might give it a shot. I would just have to fucking get used to, like, knowing that my family overseas are watching it, you know? Like, if you had a family member that you found out was doing porn, would you watch it? No, I don't think so, right? So the idea of, like, me doing porn, the one thing that worries me the most is that people who know me, specifically my family, would end up watching it. Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. And then the ones who did watch it, well, now you got something to blackmail them with. Be like, why are you watching porn, bro? I thought you was Muslim. Man, you fucked up, bro.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer.
Wow, you piece of shit. Okay, I have no idea. Like I said, man, I'm really happy to have all these new followers. I'm really glad. For those of you that are just catching up on my podcast is about me railing against things that make me a public enemy. And typically it's the truth, you know, and nowadays the truth is toxic. If you tell the truth, depending on who's listening to the truth, they're probably not going to like you for that truth. Right. If you're talking to a Republican and you're bringing up shit that Republicans are doing that's stupid, you're going to piss off that person because they don't want to hear it. You talk to someone who's Jewish and you tell them how you don't really believe religion is a real thing. And I don't know about if God actually wrote the Talmud or the Quran or the Bible, and that, you know, if that's your truth, now you're gonna piss off somebody else. So to me, it's like, you know, no matter what I do in my life, I'm always a public enemy, man, because, you know, listen, I've always decided to just stay with the truth, and then usually the truth gets you, you know, ostracized. If you're always seeking the truth, there's going to be some truth that you're going to find out that because you've discovered that truth and are now speaking that truth, now all of a sudden the people that don't like that truth, you're a public enemy to those people. So, you know, that's what this podcast is about. Right now I'm a public enemy of time because I'm not having much time recently to complete the things that I need to complete. The podcast is doing all right, trying to grow that. My Instagram is blowing up. Now I'm trying to take control of that. I want to do other things with this growth. I want to start doing more sketch videos also. I want to be able to find time to complete these screenplays that I want to sell. Yeah, there's like a lot of things that I definitely want to complete. I want to book more shows on the road, which also takes time. So now I'm, you know, hiring other people to do stuff. I'm going to probably give more tasks to my virtual assistant, which is great. It looks like this editor that I hired might be a good fit, and that's going to be great. And it'd be great if I could find a producer for this show. That's another thing. If I could find someone to help me produce this show, that would really, really help me. So if anybody's listening out there, you know anything about producing podcasts, or you would like to help me in any way, please let me know. I'm also thinking about doing a Patreon for this, and also trying to revamp this podcast and, you know, take it to the next level. I'm closing in on the 100th episode. And, yeah, I kind of want to expand this podcast more. I've been putting more of my love into the stand-up and booking shows and doing that stuff, which, I think I could put more love into this podcast if I could find somebody to help me out. So anybody out there, let me know. Until then, I'm going to be searching. I'm going to be looking.
Sunday, be here or be queer.
You fucking piece of shit. What do you got against queer people? You motherfucker. Well, did you guys see this this video that I thought was fucking fascinating? Is something I want to share with you guys. And it's like Saudi Arabia is now building in the process of building a city that is vertical and expands so many miles. So imagine a skyscraper, that is built like a wall, right? So picture this skyscraper that's built up like a wall, and the skyscraper goes like a wall for miles and miles and miles and miles. It's fascinating to see the video that I'm about to show you about what, and they're actually in the process of building this thing. Now, listen, I hate Saudi Arabia for a myriad of fucking reasons. Many Arabs in the Arab world have gripes with Saudi Arabia. They're pretty much like the Israelis in many respects for that region. You know, they're just powerful and manipulative and, you know, power hungry, and you know, that's not to blame all Saudi Arabians. I mean, this is just, we're talking about the kings and the princes and the people that rule that place. These people that are so rich that they're not even on the list of the richest people in the world because they don't have to document the money they make. Right? They say Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world. Bullshit. Go to Saudi Arabia. Come on. You know? I mean, the prince there assassinated Khashoggi at an embassy. Everyone knows it. All of the evidence is there. And this motherfucker just still, hey, was cracking. I let women drive. So now I'm the fucking shit. But this video is amazing because one of two things. When I see this video, there's a part of me that's like, wow, how amazing the future. So they're going to be able to fit 9 million people in this building. So basically it's a city, right? But the city is just vertical. It goes up. Right? So like picture like maybe like a mile across is how wide maybe this city is, right? So when you get into the building, it's just one giant wall, and the wall goes across the fucking desert. And when you get inside that wall, at all the cities and platforms are so, it's almost like a hotel where there's levels. So like, I guess you could take like an elevator to the 20,000th floor or some shit. And there's going to be a city up there. So each like level will be its own city, so to speak. It's fascinating. Anyways, watch this video. Just this thing blew me away, man.
Imagine a traditional city and consolidating its footprint, designing to protect and enhance nature.
So if you can see this video, 9 million residents.
With a footprint of just 34 square kilometers. And we are designing it to provide a healthier, more sustainable quality of life. The Lion's communities are organized in 3 dimensions. Residents have access to all their daily needs within 5-minute walk neighborhoods.
That's crazy.
And the Lion's infrastructure makes it possible to travel end to end in 20 minutes with no need for cars, resulting in 0 carbon emissions.
So it's like a future subway.
Leveraging AI technology, services are autonomous, saving you time and effort. Designed by world-leading architects, the Line is 500 meters tall, 200 meters wide, 170 kilometers long.
Jesus.
And housed within an elegant mirror glass facade. Intelligent solutions.
Yo.
Efficiency. And year-round temperate microclimate with natural ventilation. Energy and water supplies are 100% renewable. The Line is designed as a...
Yo, this is crazy. To me, that just blows me away. Just like Jason Bacon said, this city was in Wally. I guess you're right. That is, I think you're 100% right. That wasn't in Wally. But what, look, so when I see that video, there's a part of me that's just like, wow, the future, how amazing that's gonna be. And like in your mind, you picture it like that video, right? Like how clean it is, everything's white in the video, it's pristine, and all these people are going to be living in these sectors where everything's a 5-minute walk and everything's going to be automated with drones delivering you shit. And I'm just like, I think it's, to me, part of me sees it as this pristine, beautiful, clean place. But in reality, I think that within like 20 years, that place is going to look like a skyscraper version of New York. There's going to be rats everywhere. It's going to be, bro, they're going to be like, man, we made the mistake painting everything white. We fucked up, man.
Come on, man.
We should have fucking made it black or some shit, you know, but then you're out in the desert. And then to me, it's like they're talking about how the water is renewable and everything. It's like, yo, man, I don't know. To me, part of me is like, this sounds like a really good idea. I would love for it to succeed. But yo, man, people are fucking nasty. How are you going to fit 9 million people in a 170 kilometer long skyscraper? What the fuck, bro? Jason Bacon says it's not even going to take 5 years. So I guess it's not going to take not even 5 years for that thing to come about. I don't know. You know, it's funny because like in my mind, right off the jump, I'm just like, yo, this seems really cool. And then I think about New York and I'm like, New York is also very cool. Right? Think about it. Early 1900s, late 1800s, these early humans during the industrial age were innovative enough to dig under the city of New York, multiple tunnels to have trains work under the, I mean, if you look at New York City, like New York City was, it's a spectacular city because what we're seeing now in this video is sort of like the next idea in human living. Like New York was very advanced for that time, right? You had a lot of builders coming in there building skyscrapers. That's when skyscrapers really started coming in because it's like, we're living on this small island. We got to get all these fucking people over here. The only way to build is to build up. That's just how it works. It's kind of like that movie, The Fifth Element. I thought The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis and Mia Jovovich, I thought that was a solid like idea of like what the future is going to be. Like in that future, in that movie, everything was way the fuck up, you know, like way up. And that's what the Saudi Arabians are doing with this place. And, you know, I think it's cool. And it's innovative, like what New York was, right? And New York is still innovative. New York is really cool for like a city, but man, that place smells like piss. Especially in the summertime.
Come on, man.
Have you been there in the summertime? I love New York, man. I'm telling you, I love doing stand up there, but go there in the summertime. Go there in like in August, right? When it's hot as fuck, bro. Everywhere you go. The buildings keep the heat in and keep the breeze from... Oh, shit, I got a phone call. I don't know if I know this number. Who is this?
Bacon.
Oh, it's Bacon. What's cracking, bro?
Not much. But you're... That Saudi city seems like a whole lot of fuck that.
It feels like a whole lot of what?
A whole lot of fuck that.
Oh, a whole lot of fuck that. Why? You don't like the idea of the Saudi city? Let me play the video in the background really quick without the sound. Give me 1 second. Let me turn down the sound. All right. Please tell me. What do you mean?
So one, they're saying 9 million people, right?
9 million residents. Yeah.
In a kilometer, so like a mile and a half, is it?
So it's about the overall footprint is 32 kilometers, but the length of it is 170 kilometers.
Yeah, can you imagine 9 million people in that small of a space?
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm just like, how are you going to keep that thing as clean? And not only that, it's enclosed.
If you said 20 years. It's not going to take 5 years before it's a pigsty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying it was going to take 5 years for this thing to get completed.
No, they still haven't. I think it canceled it, but like that, the Palm Tree Island thing, you know.
You talking about in Dubai?
Yeah, like how long was that project, and they haven't finished it yet.
They still haven't finished it?
No, I think they ended up canceling it. Last year or this year.
Are you sure?
It's something recently.
Well, I don't really pay attention to Dubai. I just think this idea, especially when you're watching this video, the idea seems really freaking cool. Like the idea of it,
like a utopian dreamland. But
it does, but then at the same time, it's like we're talking about Saudi Arabia here. Now, listen, it's not that I'm saying that like Saudi Arabians are dirty. I've never been there, so I can't even. That's not what I'm saying. But my point is that, yo, 9 million people living in this. Like, I don't think people are supposed to be that comfortable in the desert anyway.
No, and people in the desert don't live that close together regardless.
Yeah, man. 200 meters wide. How big is 200 meters, man? It's not that big, is it? Like,
no, you figure a meter is 3 feet. Nine feet.
No, right. A meter is 3 feet.
Yeah.
Right? Or is that a yard? A yard is 3 feet?
You're thinking a yard.
Hmm. Hold on a second.
I think a
meter.
How many
feet is 200 meters?
Roughly.
Yeah, it's only 660 feet wide? Bro, that already sounds like a bad idea, man. 656 feet wide. Yo, I just don't. That's not.
So how would you feel about living in a stadium?
Yeah, like here's the thing though.
Breaking it down a lot, but
yeah,
like 60,000 people in a stadium.
Oh, dude, this place is gonna be a fucking shithole. Don't you think? Like, I mean,
it's a whole lot of fuck that.
Yeah, you're 100% right, man. I didn't even like what. Listen, at first I was already kind of like, yo, man, this seems really cool. But then I just can't stop but think about New York and how, you know, how dirty and grimy that place is, even though it's still a good ass city. Right. But at least you get to go in. It's just a little different. This one here, you're enclosed. Listen, I could understand. Right. If the width of it was a mile. If the width was a mile,
it's
that
not
would
gonna be there.
What?
Like, in theory, this is all a great idea. In practice, you can't do it.
Yeah, watch them prove us wrong.
You can
bro.
Build it. You can't actually make it work.
I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited for whatever the outcome is, man. Because, like this shit here is definitely very futuristic. And it makes somebody like me go, man, I hope they make that work. But then when I think that you're going to pack an entire fucking city and then it's only going to be like 700 feet wide. Like, okay.
Yeah, like the thing is, everything's renewable. How are you going to do this and make it work? Right.
Listen, man. Listen, we're both too stupid.
Are you going to ration electricity so much that you can't really charge a phone? Well, at that point, you don't need a phone, right? But.
Well, they got the sun. I'm pretty sure, man, they're going to be able to get like a lot of good solar panels there. You know, I'm sure that would have to be part of it.
Elon's already said, unless something drastic happens, we've maxed out solar. Because the sun only provides X amount of power per panel. So far, we can't get past that.
Is that true, huh? So like there's like we hit like a ceiling with solar panels?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, but listen.
It's possible, but they don't know how to go past it yet. They don't even have theories on how to do that.
If this thing actually had a wall, because it's supposed to be a mirrored facade wall. If every single part of that wall was a solar panel, I mean.
No, because for panels to work, they have to be almost directly in the path of the sun. So at a vertical wall, you're not in the direct path of the sun, right? It's coming down at, say, a 45.
I mean, everything you're saying makes sense to me because I'm too stupid to know all the intricacies of this shit. Well, one thing I would love to hear from an expert who is a skeptic, and I would love to hear an expert who's, like, definitely down for this because like I said, man, there's a part of me that's just like, yeah, the future. But then I'm just like, look at, like, even though right now we're looking at the video of flying through the inside of the city, and literally the width of it is the width of a lot of shopping malls. Like, I don't think it's wide enough, bro. I don't think you can really enjoy yourself in that city if it was only 700 feet wide. Fuck how long it is. 100% renewable energy. I mean, you know, I don't even know what that means.
I mean, we're glossing over the fact it's a desert, right? You can make solar farms for as far as the eye can see. But still, like, can you make that much electricity from the sun to support that many people in such an enclosed area?
We'll see. I'm going to have to try to look up to see when this thing is expected to be completed. It doesn't even have to be fully completed. I would like to see it if they just, like, completed a section of it, you know? I'm pretty sure that's how they're going to have to build it, because I would highly doubt that they're going to build the entire thing. You know, and then have everyone come.
You could never do that.
I think they would have to do it in sections, don't you think? I don't know. We're gonna have to fucking look it up.
Yeah, to make financial sense, yeah, you can't do it all at once because you have no income to justify.
Dude, we're talking about Saudi Arabia here, bro. You serious, man? They got money, bro. They got money.
Well, still, like, it's gonna run out at some point. Like, it's a project that big, right?
I mean, we'll see, bro. I'm not a businessman. The point is that I can't even understand or be able to talk about what it would take to complete or make this thing. The thing that I'm more fascinated about is what a disaster this might turn out to be. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's where my mind went at first.
Yeah.
How's that going to turn out with an earthquake or something, right?
Oh yeah, there's that too, man. Now,
like something,
you know,
big to actually happen.
I know, to have an entire building collapse on itself like that, I'd rather be outside, you know. But oh well. Anyways, I got to get moving on to the
point of entry.
I got to move on to the next segment, buddy. Thanks for the phone call, man. Good discussion.
So real quick, you brought up New York and stuff.
Yeah.
Look up Seattle and the underground city that it's actually built on.
Oh really? Can you access this underground city?
Yes and no. It's kind of like the, you know about it, you're not supposed to go down there type deal.
I'm flying there tomorrow.
If you find a way.
I'm flying there tomorrow.
Yeah, it's built on an underground city. Like the original Seattle city is underground.
Fuck. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to look at that, man. But, yeah. All right, bro. I got to move on to the next segment. Buddy, thanks for the call, man. Jason Bacon in the house. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, see you, man.
Take care. Jason Bacon in the Heezy for Sheezy. Before we go, I thought that was a pretty interesting shit. Before we go.
Sunday.
That's the proper way to say it. This is the improper way to say it.
Sunday. Be here or be queer.
How dare you? What the fuck? If I don't go, I'm queer now? Fuck it, I'm queer. I ain't going to your stupid ass shit on.
Sunday.
Yeah, bitch. All right, so before I take off, I do want to show this video that I saw on Jimmy Dore's podcast a while ago, and then Bridget Fetasy brought it up again to Joe Rogan, and it's this guy who's a Democrat, and he is fucking pissed off at Democrats. And listen, man, I guess we'll call this segment Yemeni of the State, right? I'm going to be saying some political shit right now that's probably not even that popular, but look, I hate to say it, but I think Democrats are in for a rude awakening, man. I'm getting sick in this country, and I'm pretty sure it happens in other countries politically, where people stick up for their side so much that they can't even think logically anymore, right? So Roe v. Wade got overturned, okay? Myself as a liberal and someone who likes to take accountability, I blame the Democrats more than anything, right? But my Democrat friends are just mad at the Republicans. They can't wait to go to the voting booth and vote Democrat, because that's the way to get rid of these fucking people. And that's not it. Democrats are just Republicans in disguise. I'm a liberal and I know that. They're literally like the Transformers, robots in disguise. That's what a Democrat is. They're a Republican in disguise. Republicans, you vote for them, they tell you straight to your face, hey, vote for me, I'm going to do Republican shit. And then you vote for them and they do Republican shit. Democrat politicians are like, vote for me and I'll do some Democrat shit. And then you vote for them and they do Republican shit. You know, like Obama was supposed to be our anti-war president. He bombed everything. Like I said, he has bomb in his name. And then on top of it, he bailed out the banks. He bombed more than the predecessor, Bush. One of the reasons why we voted for Obama was so that we could stop the wars, but instead he increased the wars, completely fucking lied to us. And then people who are so staunch Democrats will still stick up for the guy. And then when he ran for president, one of the things he ran on was not only stopping all the wars, he also ran on codifying Roe v. Wade, meaning that he was going to be president and there was going to be a big Democrat wave. The Democrats already were going to have a supermajority in the House and the Senate. And he promised that once they have that supermajority, they will push to codify Roe v. Wade. He ran on that. And then when he became president, he's like, oh, well, we got other pressing issues. And you had the Senate, you had the House, supermajority. It could have easily been done, but they didn't do it. And you want to know why they didn't do it? That's because they're Republicans in disguise. Republicans and Democrats are two sides of the same fucking coin. They both need each other. Democrats need the scary Republicans to get their voters to come out and vote so we can beat the scary Republicans. And what better way to keep the Republicans scary than fucking dangling Roe v. Wade in front of liberals? I'm like, oh my God, don't vote the Republicans. They're going to get rid of Roe v. Wade. They're going to get rid of Roe v. Wade. Oh my God, we have a supermajority. Vote for our guy Obama and we'll make sure no one can get rid of Roe v. Wade. And then all of a sudden, the Democrats fucking lose it. And instead of fucking getting mad at their politicians going, what the fuck, motherfucker, you said you was going to do this shit and hold them accountable. Instead, I got my fucking NPC Democrat friends just come on out and vote for Democrats, guys. We got to get those fucking Republicans. God damn it. Those fucking asshole Republicans did what they said they were going to do. Fuck them. That's one thing, man. Me as a liberal, I respect Republicans more. Republicans never hide anything. They literally will come out and be like, we hate bitches. Fuck women. Y'all should not be working. I don't give a shit about your equal pay. Fuck you. Go to the kitchen and cook, bitch. We're going to get rid of Roe v. Wade. We're telling everybody, hey, guys, fuck women's body rights. Okay? Fuck them bitches. Roe v. Wade, we're getting rid of it. They tell everyone, this is what we're going to do. Vote for us. We're going to bomb the shit out of this brown country. Just vote for us. Come on, guys. Military industry, Republicans, let's go. Big business. Let's help the economy. The best way to help the economy is to blow up these brown people. Vote for us. We'll blow up brown people and make sure women can't control their own bodies. And then you vote for them and they do just that. And then Democrats are just like, oh my God, we care about abortion. And if you vote for us, we're going to make sure we codify it and we're going to unite. And then all of a sudden we got the supermajority. And then, well, we're scared to confront the Republicans because they're scary. And then we didn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, Roe v. Wade was overturned. And our best approach is to gaslight our constituents. We don't just tell them, oh, I'm sorry for not doing my job. Instead, we go, do you want the Republicans to be in office again? Can you imagine what they're going to do next? Oh, my God. First, it's Roe v. Wade. Now they're going to come after gay marriage. Please vote for me. And I think Democrats need to start realizing that those days are coming to an end. Those days are coming to an end. I'm sorry. Right now, Democrats are just, they really believe that they're going to be able to just get everything. They're going to be able to have this blue wave specifically because Roe v. Wade. That's all they have. All they have is Roe v. Wade. That's all the Democrats have been using for the longest fucking time. Roe v. Wade and gay marriage. Roe v. Wade and gay marriage. So that's why I need people to realize that when the Democrats didn't do shit to codify Roe v. Wade, that was on purpose so that they could still have a ball in their court. Now it's voting season and they got another ball in their court. Guys, Roe v. Wade, we gotta get it back. Vote for us. So anyways, this video that I want to play is a guy who is fed up, completely fed up. And I thought this video was fucking hilarious. And it pretty much sums up how I feel about the Democrats. But this is where I really think where Democrats are losing it, because they really think that all it takes is that to win. And listen, Democrats lost the brown vote. Brown people like myself, a lot of Yemenis, Arabs, we're done. You know, we vote for Republicans, they bomb the Middle East. We vote for Democrats, they bomb the Middle East even more than the Democrats. And then the way we look at it is well, we might as well vote Democrat, because if you're going to, we might as well vote Republican, because if we're going to bomb the Middle East, at least we get a tax break with Republicans. Hello. So that's where a lot of brown people are. Like in Detroit, I had a joke when I started it, and the setup was Trump is running for president again. Before I went to the joke, applause break. All Arabs in there, applause break. Yemenis clapping, wanting Trump to come back. Lebanese, a whole table full of Lebanese people clapping. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm telling you, man, Democrats need to fucking wake up. And here's somebody who did wake up.
I'm not going to shut up about this. I'm not, because I can't yell at the Republicans. They're not going to change. They are who they are. We're stuck with them. We're not going to change them. You can't shame them. You can't convince them. You can't trick them. You can't outplan them. But I can yell at the Democratic Party, and I can tell them where they can at least make one small change to stop pissing me the off every hour right now. Stop sending me fundraising requests right now, okay? The Republican Party had a plan for the last 50 years to overturn Roe v. Wade. We had a leak 5 weeks ago telling us that this exact thing was going to happen. And your response after 5 weeks of careful study and planning and thought has been to send us nonstop fundraising emails. All right? So let me just read you a quick list. Mark Warner. He's the Democratic senator from Virginia. He's worth $214.1 million. Don Beyer, he's a Democratic Virginia House member. He's worth $124.9 million. Dean Phillips, he's a Minnesota House member. He is worth $123.8 million. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the fucking House of the Democratic Party from California, is worth $114.7 million. Dianne Feinstein, who doesn't know where the fuck she is right now, the Senator from California, part of the Democratic Party, is worth $87.9 million. Million. You guys want money? Call your guy. You call him every week to do insider trading. Stop sending me emails. Stop sending me texts. Stop reading poems and singing goddamn karaoke. You have power. You have it. You're in those seats. We're the ones who are powerless. Stop pretending you're protesting. If you don't want to do it or it's too hard, retire. You're rich as shit. You don't need to do anything. If I had $114.7 million, Nancy Pelosi, you know what I'd do? First thing, I'd get my husband a driver so he didn't get a goddamn DUI. Second thing, you know what I'd do? I'd be on a boat. $114.7 million. And you want to send me a email, ask me for $15? In the last 3 years, you sent us, what, 1.5 checks? Stop it. The Democratic Party has lost the thread. Yep. Completely. All leadership of the Democratic Party needs to be thrown out and replaced. And here's the thing. If you're over 65 or you're worth, I don't know, let's just do it.
Oh, fuck. That was fucking spectacular. Spectacular. And, yeah. Like, we need to just start realizing, man, the fucking Democrats are just Republicans in disguise, man. But, you know, it's everything I say is not. Listen, man, I'm all about just saying what it is. And right now, Democrats need, you know, they need an ear beating. They do, man. They need an ear beating like a motherfucker. But you can't get through to them. I remember, like, as a liberal, as a young liberal, when I was growing up and figuring out the world, I used to look at the world as, oh, liberals are great and Republicans are fucking stupid. But yet at the same time, I never voted Democrat because even at my very young voting days, I just knew that they were part of the same thing. And a lot of it is because the first presidency I ever voted for was the second term that George Bush ran for. And it was the first time I ever voted. I hated Bush so much because as soon as he became president, 9/11 happened. Then it was just, you know, blowing up a country that had nothing to do with 9/11, lies about weapons of mass destruction. You know, it was also apparent I wasn't being fooled. And then, you know, I wanted him out of there. So I voted Democrat. I voted for Kerry, even though at the time I knew that they were both in the same fraternity. Now, some people might say, oh, that's not a big thing. But I remember when that piece of knowledge came out that they were both in Skull and Bones, which is a secret society / fraternity at Yale, and supposedly it has ties with Freemasons and all these secret societies, you know, comprised of people that are destined for greatness or connected with royalty or politicians or rich people of influence, whatever it is. When I found out they were both in Skull and Bones, I remember it was like all me and my skeptical friends were like, yo, for sure it's going to be Bush and Kerry, the two people that are in Skull and Bones. It's going to end up being those two. I knew it, you know, and then Bush was going to win. But I, you know, and he did. And I mean, I don't know if those conspiracies are real. Was Kerry a Manchurian candidate? Was Kerry somebody who was approached and be like, look, you're running for president, but you're not going to be president? Okay. You know? And I knew at the time when I was voting for Kerry, I was like, yo, I'm not feeling this vote. Even though I was liberal, I never really considered myself a Democrat because, you know, I just looked at the truth, and they were always, to me, just Republican light. Diet Republican. Sugar-free Republican or some shit, you know. And now here we are. I'm starting to see a lot more liberals looking at Democrats like, what the fuck? And then I have other liberal friends who are doubling down, which makes me go, what the fuck? You know, like my buddy, you know, that I said that I talked to that was says all cops are bad. And I was like, well, if all cops are bad, if somebody was to break into your house where your family is, would you call the cops? And he's so hardcore Democrat. He was like, he literally said, I will do everything in my power not to call the cops. So my next question was, do you have a gun? And he's like, no, I don't have a gun. I'm liberal. I don't know who's hearing this. You may think logically he is correct. I don't know how. How the hell do you go from all cops are bad and you believe it? I understand as a statement. I understand when people will probably just use it as sort of like a statement, right? But then if I prod and I find out that you believe absolutely that all cops are freaking bad, that's when I lose the thread with the way you're thinking about the world, because I just think it's terrible. It's a terrible fucking way to think. So if I tell you, if all cops are bad, and you say, yeah, all cops are bad, then I say, if somebody came with a gun to come after you and your family, would you call the cops? and your answer is, I will do everything in my power to not call the cops, and then you tell me you don't have a gun, what power are you using? I don't understand. Are you going to fucking Tai Chi your way out of that? Are you going to talk to the person and be like, hey, man, I voted for Biden. I'm a good person, so don't shoot me. Fuck, there's so much more I want to talk about. I even want to talk about that Kanye incident and the whole saying things about Jewish people and, you know, I definitely want to break that down because there's a lot of fucking stupidity in what Kanye was saying too. And he's already stupid anyway, man. I never really liked Kanye. To me, the thing is that I could tell there was no reason to like Kanye as a person, right? There's so many, he gave us so many examples. He's such a fucking baby. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I remember I was talking to one of my friends who's like so into Kanye. And me and my other friend who's a musician couldn't even like convince him, you know, hey, bro, the guy's pretty toxic, whatever. He's basically a, you know, a version of Trump, you know, and he's like, no, everything we were saying about how, you know, terrible of a human he is. He's not that talented, whatever. No. And then finally Kanye, like the next day does that podcast and, says some terrible things about Jewish people. Terrible fucking things, right? And that was the thing that pisses me off is that it's almost like no one's going to listen to the truth until you piss off the Jews. And then when you piss off the Jews, then everyone's like, yup, that's the truth. He was a piece of shit. It's like, bro, I've been trying to tell him he's a piece of shit and he doesn't have half a fucking brain. For the longest time. And even that guy that I was talking to, just so into fucking Kanye, nope, defending him 100%. And then like a few days later, he's like, all Jews this, all Jews that. Now that guy's like, yeah, man, I'm burning my Yeezys. I fucking burn all his pictures. Fuck that guy. What a piece of shit. It's like, okay, we need to get more Jews into every good cause in this world. Because once the Jewish people drop anti-Semitism, bro, that's when the fucking brakes go. And the thing with Kanye, man, is that motherfucker is a fucking moron. You know, I tried watching it to like, you know, and it was really hard to watch the whole thing because I've listened to so many Kanye interviews and that motherfucker cannot hold a thought to save his fucking life. Watch the interview with him and Tucker. Watch the interview with him and Joe Rogan. You know, well, the Joe Rogan was 3 hours, but watch the Tucker one. And if you can listen to the Joe Rogan one, that's really good too, because then you start to realize is Kanye will, you ask him a question and then he will try to answer the question, right? And before he even can formulate an idea of how he's going to address this question with an answer, his fat fucking bulbous ego comes in and then it just becomes this ramble about himself and then his mom and then he never answers the fucking question. And everyone's just like, he's a genius. And I'm like, this guy's a fucking baby. It's like talking to a 5-year-old, right? I got a great idea. I think we should go to space. And then mom said, I'm tall and that I'm the king and I'm just great at what I do. That's a Kanye answer. That's all it is. So then he starts, I tried watching that fucking interview and right off the jump, Jews this, my Jews this, my agents Jews, the fucking Jews are this and then that. I'm just sitting there like, dude, I can't even finish watching this, you know? Because to me, being an absolutist like that is the same as all cops are bad. Sure, the weight, right? You know, being mad at cops, right? Or hating cops or whatever is not that heavy of a type of hatred, right? Because it's cops. You look at cops, you're like, all right, cops. But when it's like a group of people or a religion, you know, an ethnicity, when you start to like lump like people from things that they can't even control, right? Like you can't control what race you are, right? Shouldn't be like, hey, you should have chose your parents wisely, bro. Why'd you choose Arab? Idiot. Next time when you're up there, choose the right parent. So you can't choose your race, right? Right. So there's things that you can't control. And some people, especially when it comes to religions, you can't control that half the time. I think you're born into like a religion. Some people choose their religion later, but some people are just born into it, right? And then now they have this family, and if they have questions about it, they have to be very careful because you could get ostracized from that group, right? So once you're an absolutist, you know, again, it's not the same as all cops are bad. And then when you say all Arabs are bad or all Jews are bad, right? Because this is way heavier. The Jewish thing, the Arab thing, the ethnicity thing, that's a heavier thing to be an absolutist about. Being an absolutist about cops, politics, military, it doesn't hurt as much because these are like institutions that you're mad about. But they're still wrong. Being an absolutist about anything is fucking wrong. You got to stop thinking like that. And what's dangerous about his thoughts is like, and I know there's some people that's just like, yeah, but some of the things he's saying is true, right? Like, you know, I don't know if he said anything about Palestine, but let's say he did say anything about Palestine. You know, someone would be like, what he said about what the Jews are doing to the Palestinians. I was like, whoa, stop. Right? Again, you start doing, oh, the Jews are doing that? So the Jews, so every Jew you meet is responsible for what's happened to the Palestinians. Do you see how fucked up that is? I have friends of mine that are Jewish, that are pro-Palestinian, that are anti-Zionist, like Michael Schertzer, who is vehemently pro-Palestinian and a practicing Jew, born and raised. It's not fair to people like him, right? The real thing is Zionism, which is a political arm of Israel that seeks to gain more land and control of the Palestinian territory and, you know, taking advantage of the whole Jewish state thing. So, you know, the thing is like you got to learn how to compartmentalize. Especially when you start talking about subjects like this, you can't just sit there and be like the Jews run the media and the Jews. It's like, if that's the case, because I was raised Muslim, I'm to blame for 9/11 now. You see how that like if you said that to an Arab, like you are to blame for 9/11 because people who look like you, who pray like you, right? You motherfuckers are controlling all the gas prices. I am. Yeah. You're fucking your people. Fucking Saudi Arabia. It's got the word Arabia in there. It's all of Arabia. Isn't all of Arabs coming from Saudi Arabia? Like, no, bitch. So being an absolutist is some bullshit. I wish I had time to really break down into, you know, the whole Kanye thing. And I'm glad that he got, you know, put out, and I'm glad that more people are starting to look at him like, what the fuck? Because to be honest, he was just too fucking toxic. I don't like having Bill Hicks call them fevered egos. If you ever listen to his album, Old Comedian Died a Long Time Ago, Bill Hicks, legend, he said that he was trying to rid the world of these fevered egos that are tainting our collective unconscious. And what does he say? Making us pay a higher psychic price than we imagine. So basically what he's saying is you have these fucking egos that are in our society that are literally controlling us. You know, and for them, it's just about personal gain. They don't give a fuck a shit. I think I almost lost the thread. I should get the fuck off. Oh, yeah. And Kanye was just, anytime he spoke, it was just for him. Everything he did when Taylor Swift won the award and he grabbed the microphone from her. I was like, no. Remember all that bullshit? I don't know about you, man, but that type of behavior is not something that I like and people should be free to express themselves in any way. But man, to me, it's scary when people look at an idiot like that and hold him up, you know, a narcissist, someone who's bipolar. Oh, okay, great. He comes out with this film and then all of a sudden on Netflix, this TV show, this documentary about him. And that's what one of my friends used as an example of why he is the way he is. Did you see the documentary? Well, you must know he's bipolar. Like, so fucking what? Just because you're bipolar, I have to be okay with you just being out here teaching people that it's okay to be a shithead? Fuck you. But then again, it's just like you couldn't get across to people until he said the J word. And, you know, sometimes I just wish that all races, all religions, all people who get hated on get the same type of scrutiny as you would with Jewish people. Like right now, it's very, very touchy. You insult any people of the Jewish thing, and that's the thing where everyone goes, what the fuck, right? That's really been put into us, right? And that's a good thing. But we need to start doing that for everyone, not just the Jews. So anyways, I got to get the fuck out of here. I'll be flying to Seattle tomorrow. Anybody's in Seattle, come on out to the shows. Seattle Comedy Festival. It's called SICC. SICC is the abbreviation. Seattle. It's the only comedy festival that's happening there. You'll find it. Just go. I got to make a poster for that right now and post it. But Seattle, be out there next week, November 10th, 11th. I will be at Soul Joel's. Get your tickets now. Veterans Day weekend in Philadelphia. And then that Saturday, I'm doing a show in Baltimore. So anybody in Baltimore, stay tuned. I'm going to try to figure out where that spot is, and I'll be posting it to my Instagram and socials and everything. Guys, thank you. I'm glad I did this podcast, even though I was slightly unprepared. But I think I had fun. And you guys are great. Thank you very much. Deuces.
Public Yemeni number one.